continue now with Golfers Gus Malzahn. The Tigers will travel to Arkansas on Saturday at 11 o'clock Central on the SEC Network. To ask a question for Coach Malzahn, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. Coach, well, we're running any questions. If you could take a moment to comment on your team as you enter the Arkansas game on Saturday.
We had a really good off week. We've had a solid week of practice so far. Looking forward to get back on the field, on the road. And the SEC is never easy, and we know we're going to get their best. Our guys are looking forward to the game.
First up, we have Brandon Marcello of 24/7 Sports. Brandon, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Brandon.
Yeah, hey, Gus.
Hey, Brandon.
I was wondering, you know, I was looking through the stats here. After this game, you would have played 3 of the top 4 passing offenses in the SEC, plus you played an Oregon team with a first-round quarterback and one that's ranked near the top in the nation in passing. How do you think your defense has dealt with that against all these teams that have thrown the ball so often early in this season?
I think they've done a very good job. I think we've done a good job of affecting the quarterbacks. And, our defensive backs, I think, have done a very solid job because we have played some very talented quarterbacks, but also some very talented receivers.
You know, your players are talking about sometimes it's, you know, you only have one interception this season. Sometimes that's just because of scheme and the way you guys play. What do you think of that? Why do you guys not have more interceptions against these teams that like to throw the ball more?
Well, we've been close. We've had some opportunities. We got a seize moment when we got a chance to get our hands on the ball and really feel like the second half of the season, I think that number will grow dramatically.
Thanks.
Next is Tom Murphy, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Gus. Chad's reevaluating the quarterback. Hi there. Chad said he's reevaluating the quarterback situation this week. I'm wondering what you've seen out of Ben Hicks and Nick Starkle, and really the fact that the backup has come in and oftentimes performed better in some of the games.
Well, I think you're right. I think they got two guys that can get the job done, and you know, they got the luxury of if a guy's not doing great to bring another guy in. I think you're exactly right that the backups went in and really gave them a spark. And so really our approach is, you know, we're expecting to probably have a chance to see both of them. And that's happened, you know, a few times this year.
Last year's game, you guys didn't quite put up a bunch of offensive numbers that you were accustomed to. What was Arkansas doing in that game?
You talking about last year?
Yeah, you got last year's game.
Yeah, they got after. They stuffed our run. Did a very good job of eliminating the big play. Kept things in front of them. Like I said, I think they held us to 225 yards, so they flat got after us in a lot of different areas. Had a good scheme, and their players executed.
Next is Chip Sosa of the Associated Press.
Coach Malzahn, we know that you've had a relationship with Coach Morris dating back to when you guys were high school coaches, and he's, you know, kind of been struggling a little bit now. What advice, you know, could you give him, and you know, to kind of, you know, going through a rough patch like this?
Well, I mean, he's an excellent football coach. I think the glaring thing that stands out to me is his guys are playing extremely hard. And, you know, that's a tribute to him and the staff. And like I said, there is some other teams around the country that lose a game or two, and you know, they don't play hard. And so, you know, he'll hang in there. He'll get the thing turned around. There's no doubt about that. You see them get closer. I mean, they could have won the last two games and had opportunities. And it's just a matter of time before they, you know, get over that hump.
Gus, when you made that transition going from Springdale to Arkansas and then to Tulsa, what was the biggest, you know, part of the transition that, you know, that got you to a comfort level, you know, where you could say to yourself, okay, now I feel like I really am a college, you know, I'm ready for this college thing?
Yeah, I think it's getting used to everything outside of the football. That's probably the number one thing looking back. But then when you have success, doing something, and get confirmation, I think that's when really for me that, it clicked.
Steve Malta, WDZN.
Hey, Coach. How are you today?
Good.
With a booby on the shelf, how much do you think that is going to affect the run game, you think, this weekend, Coach?
Boy, we're going to have the same approach we've had. I mean, we're a run play action team. We need to run the football effectively to be at our best. So, we're not going to change anything as far as our approach. We just need to have some guys step up. I really think that we'll do that. We've had some guys that had an excellent week of practice. I think it really helped us having an off week. Losing a key factor like that definitely helped us.
And now a lot of attention on Cam Martin, but maybe a kid like Harold Joyner, what does he bring to the table, Coach?
Yeah, Harold's a big guy, a big athletic guy that has done some good things for us this year. And I think, this off week has been really good for him also. And got more reps with the guys, and I think that'll help him moving forward.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time.